Welcome to a special episode of Track Talk. This is an excerpt from Live from My Drum Room with Doug Cosmo Clifford from November 16th, 2022. Doug Clifford, of course, is the drummer for the legendary Creedence Clearwater Revival. And in this little segment, we talk about his iconic drum parts in Have You Ever Seen the Rain, Fortunate Son, and Who'll Stop the Rain. So check this out. It's a great little bit where Doug and I get into the process for creating those great parts that he came up with. Truly magnificent. And if you haven't seen the whole episode, I encourage you to check it out. I'll make sure the link is in there so you can watch the whole show. And I'll play those songs after the little dialogue with Doug and myself, and then I'll see you on the other side. So I hope you enjoy this. Thanks for watching, and please subscribe if you haven't done that already. Thanks. See you in a little bit. All right. Please welcome Doug Cosmo Clifford. Here we are. For a minute, I thought maybe you got cold feet and you backed out on me. Doug, it's great to see you. Thanks for doing this today. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
Man, what an honor and a pleasure. I was gonna save a couple of these comments for the end of the show, but I actually want to start off reading you just a couple of things that some drummer friends had to say about you. I hope you don't mind. I know you're a humble man. So I know you don't know this man, but I'm sure you know who he is. Stan Lynch was the original drummer for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Sure.
Yeah, from the mid-70s to the mid-90s, played on all their big songs, big records. So Stan's an old friend, and we were geeking out about you over the weekend and talking. We were on the phone, and I said, hey, do me a favor and just shoot me an email with just some of your thoughts about Doug. So I'm going to read this to you. Stan's a man of not a few words. Doug Clifford, holy shit. Cosmo is a living, drumming American masterclass on how to stoke the furnace of a rock and roll hit-making blast furnace. He's one of those once-in-a-lifetime musicians who's forged into our souls. Every one of his grooves and fills are not up for interpretation. They are perfectly crafted and brilliantly and passionately executed. And as with all the greats, impossible to duplicate. His records get better with every listen. Every time he's on my radio, and it's a lot, I drive a little faster and smile wider. I've never met him, but it feels like he's always been in my life. I've got a million questions. Those giant hi-hats, that snare sound. Everyone knows Doug and Stu are the gold standard. They hold the patent on a priceless brand of sonic architecture. From memory, I wrote down a few songs I've learned to play in the various bands I've been in. He says, John, read this list slowly. Let the grooves come to you and know Doug did that. And then he just named off, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Fortunate Son, Born in the Bayou, Bad Moon Rising, Looking Out My Back Door, Green River, Down on the Corner, Traveling Band, Heard It Through the Grapevine, Lodi, Susie Q, Run Through the Jungle, Up Around the Bend, Proud Mary, Midnight Special. And he closes by saying, with respect and heartfelt thanks for your mentorship, Stan Lynch. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So I wanted to just start that off because when we first spoke a couple of weeks ago, when we made contact, and I have to tell you, you know, that day you called me, I got off the phone and I just had this giant smile on my face. And I said to my wife, I just got off the phone with Doug Clifford. And she knew that we had watched that Netflix documentary together. And I was just, for like a couple of weeks, freaking out, just said, I got to track him down. I got to talk to him. So anyway, I'm trying not to geek out too much, but man, you know, I know you're a humble man, and I wanted you to hear what Stan had to say. And also another drummer, I just have these two quotes. This drummer says, I'll tell you who he is when I finish reading what he said. He's a man of fewer words, but he said this: I love Creedence. Their songs still hold up today. They're a real band. I'm a huge fan of Doug's playing. He has his own style and sound with a great feel and a deep groove. Thanks for the inspiration. And that was from Steve Gadd.
Oh?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big fan. He and I knew he was. I knew he was familiar with the music. And so anyway.
Thank you for the kind words, both you gentlemen, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I can speak for them and say you're very welcome, and it's well deserved. Yeah, I have so many questions I want to ask you. I'm going to try to get through it as sort of chronologically as I can. First of all, how is everything else with you? You doing well?
I'm 77 years old.
Yeah,
you look great, man. I'm still vertical, so I guess I'm doing good work.
Yeah, you are. You're doing fine work. Yeah. Well, you must be proud. I mean, I know you've seen the Netflix documentary. Being the humble man that you are, do you watch something like that? And are you sort of critical of yourself, or are you able to look at that and realize how unbelievably great it was and appreciate it?
Well, I would say a little of both, or a lot of both. It was bittersweet. You know, we started out as 13-year-olds with a dream, and the dream was to someday have our songs played on the radio. And they've been doing it for 54 years. So
I was going to say, man, did you ever reach that dream? You know, I mean, long after our great grandkids are gone, that music will be alive and well. You know, I mean, that's something to be so proud of.
Well, hats off to John Fogerty for writing good songs and also letting me do my thing and take care of the drum section. There were three other guys. They're all guitar players. I was the only drummer in the room, and taught myself by listening to the radio, R&B station, and the Top 40 station. And I put my books on my desk and had a little brass lamp as the cymbals and my pencils, and I listened to the drummers and to see what they were doing. And a lot of the times, because of just teaching myself, that's how, you know, I said, I better listen to the radio, and that was my source. And so things that were too technical for me, and I still wanted to get the feeling of what it was doing to my heart, you know, turning a groove into something a little bit less technical. And that's really been a big help in selecting parts, because I learned them a little bit. And professionals borrow amateurs steal. So, I'm a little of both. So, there are things that you just hear it, and it's in the vault.
Yeah.
And when there's a piece of music that I'm looking for, that feeling that particular note or part gave me, and use it that way.
It's really incredible, Doug, that you had, I think you had the foresight back then to, you know, as a young guy, to have the discipline to play, to not try to play technically, to not try to do what a lot of, you know, drummers, myself included, do. You know, you got a space, a little open space here where you could put a little something fun and fancy in there that other drummers would hear and go, wow. But instead, you know, you chose to play these solid, rock solid parts, and you created these parts that are so integral to these songs. You know, I mean, little things like we talked about on the phone that day, to me, my favorite song, and it might be yours too, I know it's one of your favorites, is Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And when I listen to how that's constructed and how you open the hi-hat a little bit on the chorus, and then you just tighten it back up on the verse, and then at the end when you're hitting the crash cymbals on 2 and 4 and that last coda during the chorus repeating, I just think that's genius. It's just, it's like, it's up there with the great drum parts ever constructed. So,
wow.
Tip my hat.
That's, that's part of the stealing part. Don't tell.
Well, I don't know who you stole that from, but it's beautiful. It's just, it's such a, I mean, and that's just one. There are a million. I mean, God, you know, we could just go through the list, but Stan Lynch, who I mentioned earlier, sent me, I'll send it to you afterward. Maybe you've heard this, but there's a YouTube video of the isolated drum track to Fortunate Son. Have you heard this?
No, I have.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I was losing my mind. I really was. When you hear that, it's like a metronome / freight train. Do you know, it's like this perfectly deep groove, but with the power of a freight train just chugging down the tracks.
It's an interpretation of what the power of the song itself, the piece of music, the written piece, and then you know, you try different things to match that, and so I would do my homework and take little note takers, little Sony cassette machines, and put them on the floor of the studio where at Cosmos Factory.
Yeah, of course.
And I could hear all the instruments. I wasn't trying to get quality out of it. I just needed a note taker to hear what everyone was playing, their interpretation of the music, and a lot of it John is just in there telling them what to do, and that's, you know, that's where I had the advantage, because they knew guitar inside out and backwards, and that part was taken care of. But I had the drums pretty well working for me, and that allowed me to have the parts that I suggested used a lot of the time, and in some cases most of the time. There was a few songs where Who Will Stop the Rain? Have you ever seen the rain? But Who Will Stop the Rain? There's a lot of snare drum breaks and parts running, you know, through the staying up the chorus, and then taking. It's not really a triplet, but it's a triplet feel. The way it moves the notes, so the note before it has to be less, or the note that you're adding in has to be more, and if it doesn't fit that criteria, then you keep going until you find something that works, it moves that music the way it. I interpret it, and when you have good songs coming, it really makes a difference for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I understand that, and yeah, that's another great example of a beautifully crafted part, and you know, the at the very end of it, the rest where you do the little triplet, which I thought was your crash cymbal. Okay, so check out. Have you ever seen The Rain, Fortunate Son, and Who'll Stop the Rain? And then I'll see you on the other side. Enjoy the music.
sing a slave, how we cheered for more. Crowded, rushed together, trying to keep warm. Still the rain kept pouring, falling on my ears. And I wonder, who'll stop the rain?
Wow, if those songs don't define the meaning of classic, they stand the test of time. Ah, wow. And Doug's playing is just so masterful in those songs, the way he sets up the verses and the choruses, and it's just beautiful playing for the song. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure did. And thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel and check out all the podcasts. All the podcast platforms, you know the deal. I do appreciate your support. Stay tuned for another episode of Live from My Drum Room and Track Talk. And remember, no drummers are ever harmed on my show. Okay, see you soon. Thanks.